In honor of National Day for Truth and Reconciliation here in Canada, Missanawak Calgary will host a four-day sacred fire at their land-based healing location beginning on September 26th and ending on September the 29th. And I'm here today with Chantel Large, Cultural Services Manager for Missanawak. How are you doing today, Chantel?
I'm doing really good, thank you.
You guys have an event coming up this week from the 26th to 29th. You're going to have a sacred fire. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the event?
Yeah, so the idea of this event actually came to us last year as we were planning a day for the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. And last year, we really took the approach of, teaching an awareness within the community. So we invited all community in and had some people tell their stories and provide some education. But when we were planning that event, what we really wanted was some way to honor our elders and some way to just acknowledge our elders and residential school survivors for, you know, a number of things, but really just acknowledging that this time of year is hard for them, right? Like September is hard for people who attended residential school because that's when they would have to leave their communities and go back to school. But also now with the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, we just acknowledge that a lot of the times our elders are called on to like tell their stories and, kind of relive those experiences. And so what we wanted to do was a four-day event that elders could just come and take care of themselves. And so we really wanted to honor elders and residential school survivors just by, and we consulted with them. We said, what do you need? What would it feel like if we were taking care of you? And so they said that they would love to do entertainment and activities. And just what the elders really appreciate is just spending time with one another and learning from one another. And so that's what we wanted our event this year to just be centered around was what do the elders want and need to take care of themselves at this time, acknowledging that it's a hard time of year for them.
Can you explain to our listeners that don't know what the significance behind a sacred fire is?
Yeah, so the idea for the sacred fire actually came from our CEO, Kirby Redwood, and we had a similar event when the graves were kind of rediscovered in Kamloops, and we invited elders in, and what the elders did was they made prayers and offerings and sat in ceremony. So that's kind of what this event resembles. And so what our elders are going to be doing during this event is making offerings and offering those to the fire, just praying for healing for themselves and for their community and for all of those children who never made it home and all of the children within the elders who need that help and that healing and that support as well.
Now, I read on the website that you guys are looking for people to donate, become a sponsor, or become a helper. Now, how can they get in touch with you to help out with the event?
The information is on our website, and we have different people volunteering in a variety of ways. So we have people who are going to be fire keepers out there who will actually be tending to the fire and ensuring that it stays lit for 4 days. We have people who have wanted to donate meals, so they're actually providing a brunch or a supper for our elders while they're out there. We have people, and I guess the one important thing to mention is that we really want this time to be not a time for people to come and be seeking like knowledge or teachings. We don't want, any strain put on our elders. So if people are going to come, they're going to come there solely to support our elders and the residential school survivors that we have out there. But all of that information can be found on our website. That's probably the easiest way to direct them.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time today. And it sounds like an incredible event for the elders and for the remembrance of everybody who didn't get home. So thank you so much for joining the Windspeaker Radio Network today, Chantel.
No problem. Thank you.
If you want to find out more about the Sacred Fire, or if you want to volunteer to help out with the Sacred Fire this week, go to Missanawak's website at missanawak.ca.